Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. And we are to one of the highlights of the show. At least it's a highlight for me because David Dickens gets a chance to answer some questions that come in from our listeners. And if you'd like to get maybe one of your specific questions answered, you can go to coveryourassetskc.com, coveryourassetskc.com, and click on Submit a Question. And who knows, David might answer your question on a future show. Let's get to the mailbag here. We have some terrific questions that have come in from our listeners today, David. First one is from Jerry, who lives in Overland Park. Jerry says, we have two daughters in their mid-20s. We'll probably be paying for weddings for both of them soon. What's a good way to invest money for an expense like this? We'll probably need it relatively soon. We just don't know exactly when.
So, Jerry, congratulations. I'm the proud father of three daughters, two of whom are in their mid-20s, and one's already married. So I get exactly where you're coming from.
Really?
You say that it's relatively soon, but you don't know. I can't tell whether the girls are engaged or not, which, of course, then puts a time certain into your calculation here.
Puts a little more immediacy to it, for sure.
Exactly. And so if that's where you are, if you know that you're going to need that money in the next year or 18 months, then I would strongly encourage you, as boring as this is going to sound, I'd keep that money pretty safe. But Jerry, let's say that you think that that idea is either too safe or the girls aren't engaged. And so you're not exactly sure, but it's probably a couple of 2 or 3 years out. And then let's say that the amount you have saved is, let's call it $30,000. Now, it might be $60,000, it might be $20,000. But the question I want you to ask you and your spouse is, if you invest that $30,000 into the market and market goes bad and it turns into $20,000, if that's not a big deal for you, then I'd say you have some room to take some of that money, maybe half of it, and put it into some diversified stock portfolio, maybe an index ETF, and watch it real carefully, but not get overly worried about it. But if that money drops from $30,000 down to $20,000, and that's a problem for either you or your wife, then I would strongly encourage you to ignore the temptation of trying to invest that money and make it grow, and just put it someplace safe because you know that you're going to need that money in the relatively near future. Jerry, either way, really enjoy those weddings. They are awesome experiences for a dad and his daughter.
Oh, wow. That's what a great capper to put on that. That's terrific. Something to look forward to, not just to think about how much money it's going to cost you, but how much fun you're going to have and how much your daughter is really going to appreciate it, both of them. Next question here is from Kate in Olathe. Kate says, I have a catch-22 situation. I have some Apple stock that I really want to sell because I've made a lot of money over the years, but I'm worried about the tax bill I might create when I sell. So what's more important, David, capturing gains or keeping taxes low?
Well, Kate, that's a tricky one. But first of all, congratulations. Apple has been a terrific investment for the long term. Certainly the last 5 and 10 years, it has done famously well. So, Kate, three things come to mind. Actually, about 12 things come to mind, but three that I'm going to mention to you here. If you happen to find yourself in the 10 or 12% federal tax bracket, you may not know this, but your long-term capital gains rate is zero. So if you are soon to retire and you can manage yourself into the 12% tax bracket, then the long-term capital gain question goes away because your tax bracket is zero for long-term capital gains. Get some good tax advice on that. And this is not specific tax advice for you. You know, if you don't need to sell, let's say, Kate, you don't mention your age, but let's say you're 75 and you're totally fine to hold this for another 10 or 15 years until the end of your life because you don't need to sell it. Well, your heirs are going to get a stepped up cost basis. In other words, they won't have any capital gains regardless of the price that you paid for that Apple stock. So that's number two. The third thing I can think of is, you know, Kate, if a third or a half of your financial wealth is tied up in this Apple stock, then I'd encourage you to forget about the tax implications and just take a bunch of that risk off the table by selling that Apple stock. I have seen investors, clients of mine, who have tried to make tax-smart ideas, but they're way over allocated to a particular stock, and that particular stock just went down a lot for no particular good reason. Think of Sprint or think of General Electric. It went from 30 to 13. Well, that's a huge loss compared to what you might pay Uncle Sam in a tax bill. So you've asked a complicated question, Kate. My answer was probably a little bit complicated, but you have a terrific opportunity. And I just encourage you to get some good advice that will help you manage your tax bill, but also help you manage the risk you've got by having an outsized position in that Apple stock.
Sounds like Kate needs to come in and talk with you, David. And same thing goes for Jerry. We have one more question here on today's show. Alec in Lawrence. Alec says, our IRAs seem like they haven't made a lot of money over the last 2 years. Is our broker just not paying attention to our accounts, or what do you think's going on here?
Well, Alec, a quick review of your statements would certainly help me answer that question, but a couple of reasons come to mind why your IRAs might be lagging behind. You could have a pretty big allocation to bonds. I had a prospective client come in about 3 weeks ago, and they had more than 60% of their IRA in bonds. Well, bonds have earned basically zero for the last couple of years. Interest rates are rising, and that makes bond values go down. So you might have an oversized allocation of bonds. You might have had your broker put you in a variable annuity or two that would have 3 or 4% a year in fees. So that would be worth checking out, and that's an easy thing to figure out if you know what questions to ask of the variable annuity company. You know, you might have something as simple as you've got a big allocation of value stocks and not enough into growth stocks, and it's growth stocks that have been killing it over the last 2 years, those FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. So, you know, Alec, here's, I guess, the thing I would encourage you to do. Whether you've done great or poorly, and what you're suggesting is you've done pretty poorly, but even if you've done great, every time you get together with your advisor, ask for an explanation. Why have I done great? Why have I done poorly? If I've done great because I'm taking on so much risk that I deserve to have done great, you need to be comfortable with that. If you've done poorly because of the advisor's mistakes or you're way too conservative, well, you need to be comfortable with that. And if you don't get a good explanation, that's the time that you might decide that you need a new advisor or a new broker. So, you know, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, we get a lot of really good questions like that from people who just need a little bit of help. Listeners of this show know that I'm really passionate in my belief that you deserve a secure and independent retirement, and you deserve to have some straight talk to the questions that you have about your own retirement and financial situation. That's why I offer these complete planning reviews. I do that on a totally complimentary basis. What is a financial CPR? It's a three-part review we do for people, and here's exactly what happens. We analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for retirement, and then we give you a really good report that shows that. I discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, especially if they go up, and I'm convinced they're going to. And then we'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. A pretty important thing to know. We do all that analysis for you. I give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw. And for me, I think this is a really terrific opportunity for you to get some answers to some of your specific retirement questions about you that I just can't answer on a radio show. This CPR process is not designed to turn every listener into a client. It's merely a really personal extension of the straight talk that I try to offer every week on this show. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you, call our toll-free number now, leave us a message, and ask for this complete planning review. We'll schedule some time to do this financial CPR for you.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the
investment
planning process.
Investment advisory services check offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC,
and schedule
BCM,
your planning
a registered
review.
Investment
That's
advisor,
cover your
BCM,
assets,
and KC Financial Advisors are independent
of each
other.
Or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.